Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from Mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to Mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the
grab a fucking drink.
My mama don't like me. She likes everyone.
Jeff Ritter.
We're not doing Bieber.
Fuck you. Jeff Ritter is amazing.
I'm going to fight that motherfucker.
Yeah, we're going to fight on site. Jeff Ritter's fight on site now. Fight on site.
Honestly, you'll meet Jeff Ritter, you'll be like, God, you and I should, we should be cousins.
No, what I want to do is I might just rock his shit.
No.
And then,
honestly,
fight on site. I'm going to say, hey, Jeff. That's because fucking Jared's an asshole.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Jeff, you're probably cool.
No, like, Jeff is probably cool. Like it's toddlers and Tierra Taylor that we have a fucking problem with.
No, that's not my fucking nickname. Yeah, it is. Fucking nickname.
It's stuck. Yeah. It's stuck. Everybody after last episode, it's stuck. Everybody's calling you toddlers.
Hold on. We should get into that after the sponsors, but I think you and Jared should go mitts one day.
I'm down.
Like, you have to play a little nice.
I will be nice.
I would love to see Jared see how that goes. In mitts.
Because right. I need to get that out of me sometimes. I want to knock you out when you piss me.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, honest question. Rocco would beat us. He would knock us all out in under a minute.
What happens
right?
the next day when I piss on you?
Okay, so what's...
I'm at a restaurant with a crackhead that just washed my clothes in a house that I don't even think she knew the owner of.
No, I'm just saying you're good, but I still want to fight you.
Yeah, you're fine about that. what he's saying is he want to box you. Hey,
what's the honest question, Ross, you said?
Over under a minute of how long it would take Rocco to knock the three of us out.
I'm not going
to
be going that hard on him. I think
to knock three of us out?
I mean, he's a professional boxer.
One at a time. Like,
I'm not professional.
How long do you think you could go with Rocco?
Yeah, but still, it's like...
I could go a while with Rocco. Like, the only time that I would, like, if I overextend myself, like, he is an absolutely better boxer than me, but I know not to play. I've sparred with him enough where I know where his strengths are. Like, he's a counter striker, and so it's like if I overextend, then I'm going to get caught because I've been caught in the gym before. But, yeah, I mean.
It doesn't match up. It's like saying, hey, let's do an 8-stack fucking CAS aircraft.
Yeah,
let's roll.
Who can call for fire?
You're like, I'm going to shoot that way.
It would be fun to see, though.
I'm curious on the over-under.
That would be funny. Dude, let's do that. Hey, so actually, we're going to set this up. We're going to go to Jesse's gym at some point, and we're gonna do a sparring. It's going to be super light. There's no knockouts.
Oh, well, yeah.
It would just be a fun thing for the podcast, because I've seen Jared throw an overhand right. He can throw an overhand right.
We'll do it at a closed location at my boy Benny's place.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a ring.
Jared is athletic enough to throw a good punch.
He can scrap. You're kidding, right?
He's scrappy.
I fought our vice president of R15.
He and Jared, I saw roll with, was it Josh Tyler? Was it?
He
did jiu-jitsu with him. He was just rolling a lot. He's scrappy. I mean, he doesn't know what he's doing, but he's scrappy.
And that's the thing. Like, what I've noticed is people, I've never had any formal training at all.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
But I know certain things where I've seen people's weaknesses with formal training is they're constantly trying to get you into. They're trying to work you into a matrix, but if you are completely random and just like unpredictable, they don't know what to do because it's like fuck.
It's funny the way you're talking about it, the way you actually spar is what I'm learning to be better with. Not so calculated with my punches, just letting my hands go and being comfortable with my head movement. You tag motherfuckers all single day, so it's actually pretty funny.
It's the funny thing is that like we talk about like a street fight is scary when the guy has no skill.
You don't because
I have no clue where that fucking punch is coming from.
No fucking.
If I fight a guy that has a skill, he's usually gonna be very orthodox.
I was in Taji in 2007, and I had to fight one of our dudes that was a Ranger Tab dude. I mean, that's intimidating.
Yeah.
Well, it's Jack P.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Went to Ranger School.
Fuck yeah.
So it's like, all right, you two are going up against each other. And no kidding, like going into that, I was like, this motherfucker's just going to fuck me up. But then as soon as we got on the mats, I realized he was so to straw mine and he kept trying to go for certain things. And once I realized that, I kept switching it up and then I put him in a rear naked choke and it was done.
But that's the thing.
And everyone was like, what the fuck? Fuck! How the fuck did you do that?
A tack P, if you feel like you know you're looking up to a Ranger guy, then you go to softfleet.com to get the fucking supplement.
Hey, you know?
Whoa!
Mr. Matt Best with a segue. Welcome to Drinking Bros. This whole thing is brought to you by some sponsors. The first one, Matt Best just named, Sofleet.com, SOFLETE.com. They can customize workouts. You want to train like a Navy SEAL? They fucking do that for you. You want to take some supplements and get all jacked up like Schwarzenegger in 84? They got all that for you there.
That was a good year for Schwarzenegger.
Great year. That's probably his best year. That was his commando year. They shot commando that year, probably. go to Sofleet.com. For the best customized workout for anybody, man body, woman body, anybody. And they also some of the finest supplements there is. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros and you get 10% off.
That's Jared's sexuality after last episode.
You're goddamn right it is.
Hey, stop.
We got a lot of haunting emails.
It was like cousins,
of people,
you know, you just
on the bow of a ship. Looking for the necklace.
What?
What are you talking about? Your cousin's figuring what out?
That's nothing. Nothing.
Like I said,
I didn't make out with my cousin.
For Sofleet, guys, it's a wonderful programming thing. Like a lot of people, if you haven't been in the gym and like, or you're doing a selection process, or you want to do a tough mutter, they have all those breakdowns and it's legit. And then they also supplement them with supplements, which is cool because it's a one-stop shop, so we like it.
One-stop shop for all your workout needs. Go to Sofleet.com, S-O-F-L-E-T-E.com.
It's run by all Marsoc guys, or Raiders, whatever you want to call it now.
But
He was so nice.
They're legit dudes, legit fucking tested dudes.
They are. And if you want to test yourself, get all hopped up on some StrikeForceEnergy.com. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com.
They don't use aluminum.
No, they don't.
Who
it's
uses
a tiny
aluminum,
tin
Jared?
Hitler does
Hitler
for
uses
his submarine.
You're goddamn right. kick the can. Kick the can. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.
Kick the can.
Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com for all of your energy needs. It'll keep you going past 6 hours. You think a 5-hour energy drink was great? Fuck that. This goes 6 to 7. You thought Red Bull was awesome? That's 2 hours in a club Swedish House Mafia.
5-hour energy is the hipster straight dude that I fucked out of principle and dominance. That's not Strike Force. Strike Force butt fucked 5-hour energy.
Yeah, you're goddamn right it does. It goes into anything. It goes into waters. Yeah, it goes into sodas. It goes into liquors.
It goes into your mouth.
Yeah, what? It goes in your mouth. You could snort it. You could take it rectally. You could have your friend mainline it as long as they're a licensed nurse.
This is a little weird before you put that out there, but apparently in Utah, go is come. So it's like, are you going to go? That means, are you going to come?
I've heard that.
Really?
Yeah. So
it's explain that one more time.
What?
What? So are you going to go? Are you going to go?
So it's like if you're
going to shoot. I want you to go on my face.
Say, go on me. Go on me. You're like, what? Yeah. Am I coming on you? And it's like, go is their term.
That's so dope.
It's gross.
But you know what? I hid this. I heard him say this a lot. I hid this for a little bit.
What?
I don't like saying.
Well, then you say go, bitch.
Oh, God. Of course you don't, Jared. Of course you don't.
I think Jared, you should have been a woman.
Come on, Jared.
Come on, Jared.
We need a shirt that just says, come on, Jared.
Come on, Jared.
Knock me down.
Toddlers and Tiara Taylor. Come on, Jared.
That's not my nickname.
Toddlers and Tiara Taylor.
That's not my nickname, Ross.
For all your energy need, go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. They ship anywhere in the entire world, including they ship the entire route of the Titanic. They'll ship it to Iceland, so you can find fucking the heart necklace or whatever the fuck it was.
And I heard that there is a free subscription to where that the necklace was dropped in the sea.
There is. If you type in the promo code Drinking Bros, you get 20% off, and they also give you a treasure map of where that necklace may or may not be. That's not true.
But
it
would be awesome. But the 20% off is.
It would be awesome. So and you know what else you should take on that ship? If it's going down, you might as well kill a passenger next to you. Go to TartarusOrdnance.com. TartarusOrdnance.com. That's TartarusOrdnance.com for all your home defense ammunition needs.
Right, I feel like if you're the last guy in the Titanic and it's you and one other male about to board the ship, all the female, all the kids are there. I'm probably going to shoot him in his kneecap.
You got to blow him away, right? You got to blow him away.
I hope you can swim with one leg and all the sharks around you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know? And then I just yell, Leroy Jenkins! And I jump in the fucking boat.
Oh, God. Go to TartarusOrdnance.com for all your home defense ammunition needs. Or all, if you're trapped on a boat in the ocean, go to TartarusOrdnance.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of every order in the store, including firearms. Next up, we got WarfighterTobacco.com. If you're holding another dude on the front of a ship like Jared Taylor was in eighth grade,
shut up.
Smoke him if you got him, and leave your manhood behind you. Just exhale your manhood behind you, leave it in the dust, and smoke a cigar and celebrate your gayness. Go to WarfighterTobacco.com. They got the finest hand-rolled cigars in the lands, made from Cubano seeds straight from the Dominican Republic, sealed with the tiniest, tiniest little hands, smoked with a giant, smoked with a giant mouth like Rocco's. Look, real men smoke cigars. They don't smoke hookahs. They don't smoke Swisher Sweets. Go to warfightertobacco.com. They're 100% combat veteran owned, and get your cigars right now and smoke them. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of every order. Last but not least, we got A Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes. Yes.
Love that.
Get on the horse and get yourself the funniest novel ever written by yours truly, the most gifted author of this or any century. Go to BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, Audible.com, all that shit. They got it there. They got it in every fucking bookstore available except for Walmart, because they suck dick.
All the dicks.
Last but not least, we got Lead Slinger's Whiskey. The finest whiskey in the lands. George Washington Carver, if you cut open his veins, they would bleed peanuts and Lead Slingers. That's how amazing this fucking whiskey is.
We found a scientific way to actually bottle the Constitution, and that's what we did.
What do we bottle?
We bottled the Constitution. It's a 13 colonies in your fucking mouth, all
right? I figured it out.
Like... Honestly,
but no slavery though. We abolished that shit.
When I did that video with what? Casey, the video and the dresses.
Oh,
the
we got Taylor.
He's stumbling. He's stumbling. Toddlers and Tiara Taylor's. You're pulling Hillary Clinton.
I was an actor. Like, I did that for the film. Like, I was just acting.
For what film?
For what
the
film?
The film that was going on. It was my sister was recording a VHS.
Are you?
Oh boy.
Are you trying to cover your tracks? Oh,
are you still talking about last episode?
Get him a diaper. Get him a fucking diaper tonight. This is a diaper night for him.
It was my sister that was recording that.
But hold on.
Why?
Okay, since again, Jared, this is an audio show. So what Jared is talking about, last episode, he admitted that at some point in his life, he'd sung the Titanic song in a dress.
With another man in a dress. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Another.
It was for the film.
Yeah. It was okay. For so the please acting. Defend your actions.
I'm just saying.
You're really worried about this.
I was acting.
It was eighth grade. Who cares?
Everybody's been bringing this up online. Now you're worried about it.
I'm just saying, you were not acting.
You kissed another man. Who told you?
My sister was manning the camera. I could not look like a bitch on the camera.
So you're saying Jake Gyllenhaal derived homosexual tendencies for a Brokeback Man and through your performance.
I don't think
Jake Gyllenhaal had anything to do with Titanic. Like, we're talking about, like...
We're talking about kissing another man. We're going Brokeback.
Yeah, this was years before.
But you told me later on that guy wanted to have sex with you, really, in real life.
No.
Yes, you did, Jared. Yes, you did. Yes, you fucking did. You said he wanted to mount you and have sex with you. You said you guys were watching Saturday Night Live.
He wanted to finalize that moment.
You guys were watching Saturday Night Live in sleeping bags, and he reached over, and you were like, whoa. Yeah. Yeah,
man.
Jared, let's talk about it. What was his name, by the way? A lot of people are asking what his name is.
God, I don't know.
Yes, you know his name. What's his first name? Just say his first. You don't have to say his last name. What's his first name?
I don't know it. I don't remember it.
Did you block this out? You should go in the fucking isolation chamber and release this.
What does lips feel like?
Yeah, what did...
He just laughs.
What'd you say?
What does lips feel like?
What?
Oh, God.
Butterflies.
Oh, God.
Like velvet.
Damn it, man.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Jesus.
This is going Christ. Dark real fucking
no, it's
quick.
Not. Toddlers and we'll Tierra Taylor is on one tonight.
That's not my nickname.
Yeah, everybody's calling you that. Everybody's calling you that now. It's
no
too
one
late.
Is calling me that.
Everybody online is. Your mom has called you that.
Nobody online. My mom is
there,
not calling
there was
me
at
that.
Least four memes that I saw.
Oh, easily.
God damn it.
You're toddlers and Tiara Taylor. You're a special gift to this world. What was the gentleman's name in eighth grade? What was his name?
No, we're not talking about that.
Jason.
Was it Rick?
No,
was
we're
it
moving
Rick?
On. We're moving on. It was Evan.
Why?
Evan Hayter.
Did your heart move on? Did your heart move on, Jared?
Who's the guy you say at the beginning of the shows all the time?
Yeah, Ritter. Ritter. Was it?
We're
yeah, was
say
it
Jeff
Ritter?
Ritter until
yeah.
we find out the truth.
Jeff Ritter.
You kissed Jeff
Ritter.
Ritter.
Was it him?
No.
Was it him?
Not at all.
I don't believe you.
I feel like the only way that I'm convinced you're not gay, Jared, is the fact that you hate cum so much.
Oh God, I hate it.
Yeah,
so much.
Yeah.
How do you know you hate
too.
It though? So
I
I'm gonna be Dr. Phil.
Out.
Yeah, let's get in there.
You know,
even like weird sex stuff. Of course, having sex. Of course.
Yeah, but what was the story? That? What was the first time that it happened that you were just like, oh man, I'm really grossed out by this.
Was it when you swallowed the dude in eighth grade?
No, not at all.
No. Oh! Wait, you didn't deny it?
No. That didn't bother you.
That's
so it was
not
a later story. It was later.
It was not that moment.
Later. That's not the moment.
No, you tricked me in that answer.
No one tricked you.
I asked you a question.
No one tricked you. Yeah, we asked you a question.
You all tricked me. I didn't think you. You made it
oh my
like
god, that was so funny, dude.
Boy,
that was so, I'm a little sick to my stomach. I'm not gonna
yeah,
lie.
Yeah, I'm a little squeamish
that's not what
too.
I meant. That's not what I meant at all.
So what did you mean? What was your first time that it grossed you out and you were sickened
like,
by it?
I feel like this episode
it always has
Jared on blast right now.
It always has.
Why?
I don't what? Know.
Yeah, but when was the first time? You remember the first time. There's got to be a first time where you were like, yeah, oh my God,
my
I'm gross.
My ex-wife's mother was
God, make a comma in there, dude. What? Put a comma. Jesus Christ.
My ex-wife's mother.
Okay, there we go.
Was a dominatrix.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
She had a whole goddamn dungeon.
Okay.
Like
okay.
a full dungeon.
Did,
so better were you, than a... Better than any movie set you've ever seen.
Great. Like, were you in it? Were you chained up at one? Were you ball gagged?
No, no, but I did see other people like all fucked up in there.
Who? Another dude? Did you see another dude get cum done?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't see that, but I did
hold
see
on,
a guy.
This is getting
I did
hold on.
See a guy.
Jared, one second, because this is getting real aggressive.
Wait, who was hanging himself?
So, hold on. So this is real. Your ex-wife?
My ex-wife's...
It was a dominatrix.
Was a dominatrix. She owned the website called punishmeplease.com.
Oh my
no.
God.
Is this real?
No yeah. way.
I know this is real.
And she like her dungeon was amazing. Like it was
What
it
do
was
you mean fucking, amazing?
Like it was it
Explain
was,
that cuz no one's in your
like,
head.
Like she had a Okay, so there was I'll tell you the first time I came out there. So
yeah, yeah. Explain this in detail.
I was dating my first wife for I want to say about 5 months, and every time I always asked what because she lived with her mom still, and they had a huge piece of property out north. It was way north of Sanford, out in North Carolina. It was a place called Siler City. It's funny because there is a sheriff in Siler City that listens to our podcast, and he goes, "Wait a minute." You're Jennifer's ex-husband. Like,
oh, so he
I've it. Heard about you. Holy fuck. I went to high school with
it's
her.
A small
we've
city.
Had a, yeah, we've had a guy that listens
oh,
to our podcast.
Shit, so funny,
that,
dude.
That went to school with her and graduated with her.
Oh,
so,
boy.
I've been going out there. She lives on like 7 acres. Like it's a nice, it's a beautiful place, and she has a beautiful barn out in the back.
I bet she does.
And I come out.
Paint that picture, bro.
It was a Saturday. I came out like I was 18.
Yeah,
a soldier at Fort Bragg,
right.
Like in the 82nd. Like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna come visit you. Drove out there. I pull in. And I see a girl in a leotard walk out of the barn and run and then go in another door. And I walk in the house and I see Karen, her mom there. And I was like, there was someone in like a ballerina outfit that just walked out of your barn and in. Jennifer was sitting on the couch.
And your ex-wife's name is Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she just buried her head into her hands, and I was like, what's going on? And she goes, just tell him, Mom. And she was like, all right, I'm going to show you. So she walked me out to the barn.
Oh, my fucks.
You open the barn, and it's
get
like,
close to the mic. We want to hear this one.
Yeah.
You see, like, a quarter of the barn is a regular barn. There's a tractor. There's tools and everything. But then, like, you see it's cut off. There's obviously, like, interior walls and stuff done in.
Oh, fuck.
And she opens it. Like on rollers.
Oh.
And it opens up into a full dungeon.
Oh shit.
Like there's a fucking 30-foot wall of nothing but tools. Like
it reminds me of like fucking 50 like, Shades
I feel
of Grey.
Like the video video like
yeah.
I don't want that one.
I can probably find you pictures of this thing.
50 Shades of Grey?
Yes, please.
Like, we need
please.
Those.
There's a cage. Yes. Like a cage hanging from the ceiling. There's a guy in the cage.
There was really a guy.
Yes.
In
yeah.
Did you talk to this guy?
No, because I was in.
He
shock.
Wasn't allowed to. The guy wasn't allowed to talk.
He was.
We watched the same porn.
He was in a cage. He was suspended by his wrist. He had clothespins all over his balls and dick.
Oh,
like
fuck.
Wait, he had clothespins on his balls and dick?
He was completely naked.
How is that fun?
He was suspended.
This does not sound fun to me.
I don't ask me.
So this is where Jared Taylor actually started, right here. This moment. This is the moment.
Yeah, I'm
in your
18
life.
Years old. Yeah. This is now the girl I'm about to marry. This is her mother's profession. Is I fuck people up.
The fact that she showed you, hold on. The fact that she showed you the barn
on the first
doesn't weird me
yeah.
out.
No, yeah.
It's not the first day. No, it's not the first day. This was 3 months. Like,
okay.
Right,
okay.
The fact that there was a suspended human in there makes it fucking weird for me. It'd be like,
same.
Honey,
brave.
At 6 p.m. when we're closed for the fucking day, I'll bring in Jared.
This day was like the first real day of that house.
Yeah.
Because everything had always been kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I went out there, I saw it.
Now you're like, I get it.
I'm like, I don't understand this lifestyle, but I'm not going to judge.
Yeah.
We go back. I'm hanging out with Jen. We watch a movie. We go back in the living room. At about like 7 p.m.,
yeah.
That dude comes back in a suit.
Regular outfit.
He comes in. He pays her mother close to like $18,000.
What?
And then he hands me and Jen like... $800 a piece, like just in cash, like
just to shut the fuck up.
Hey, thanks for fucking being around. And then he bounces.
No way. Did he think you were the safety? You were the safety guy who was the spotter?
$18,000.
Damn.
I'm gonna start tying motherfuckers up.
So that was
I put fucking clothes on any dude's dick for $18,000.
I asked her mother what it was about, and she goes, and her answer to me, again, when I was 18, I was like, I don't understand this. Like, what is it? She goes, look, all my clients are high profile, high active, like business associates. Like, they need things so extreme,
super discreet,
to excruciate them from their life, to just remove them from their daily troubles and stresses and everything. They come to me to get that.
Fuck, man. I never in my life have I had reached that point where I was just like, oh, man.
No.
I need to get fucking dominated.
I don't need to be whipped. I don't need to have fucking.
Yeah. I've never reached that point in my life.
If you watch, what was the Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
Which one?
Titanic?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was that snippet in there, too, when he's getting by the dominatrix. I think that exists. I truly believe, I don't know what the ratio would be, but like half of dudes are like the dominant masculine guys and 50% like that submissive route. And I think that's why dominatrix exists, right? Because dudes want that, which is completely outside of my realm of sexuality.
I would take a day and let them do, as long as nothing inserted, I'd take a day and let someone try that weird shit.
I don't like to be in any submissive role. I need to be in control all the time.
I don't know. You know, I'm one of those guys, I want to control. That's why I don't like flying, because I'm like, I don't trust the fucking dude flying this plane. Right. I'd rather get up there and do it myself. But it's like, It sounds weird enough, like, well, I'd let someone smack the fuck out of me if they wanted to once in a while, right?
But no, if I get smacked, I want to punch him in the fucking face.
Yeah, yeah. Smack the fuck out of me. I don't submit, I don't subscribe to that either. But Rocco, shit, since we're talking about this, I know this is completely fucking off topic because we weren't going to talk about this, obviously. But I had a buddy, like a really good friend of mine, who is into that type of shit. And I can tell, but here's the thing. I can tell you why, and I can explain it to you. I can break it down to you. So he is I'm not going to, you know, obviously say his name. He's a very, very high powered attorney. He is a partner in a law firm. So there's no higher than he can get. And his whole thing is like, he's a bulldog in trials. Like he's that motherfucker like that you just don't want to deal with in a trial. And that's his job at the law firm as the partner, to go in and kill all these trials. You can't beat this guy. But that being said, in his real life, he's used to dominating every motherfucker on the planet. And he's about your size, Rocco. That's in his private life. He's just like, fuck, man, I just need, you know, somebody else to take the wheel on this. And he told me this story and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, man. And he goes, you can only feel dominant like so long where you're just like, all right, cool. I want to be somebody else tonight. And you're like, I never in a million years.
I don't know about to that extreme, but I totally understand that. It's like when you have to be fucking, it's, you know, when you have to be play fucking face of everything and carry a weight of whatever you're doing in life, you kind of want to back out of that and be something different because it takes the load off your shoulders where you're like, not
make
having
the
to
decisions
put,
for us.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right. Yeah. It gets tiring. I have to make decisions every fucking day, for fuck's sake. Just decide what we're having for dinner.
But to me, that doesn't.
I fucking hate that.
But yes. But that doesn't translate to sexuality for me. Like I go home and I'm like, hey, Mel, I just love a blowjob and to fall asleep and not to cuddle you. Like that's my outlet. Where it's
love the fuck for you to smack me across the fucking.
See
mouth.
That no, because then I get mad.
Yeah.
Smack me across the then mouth and pull my nuts like if you're gonna rip off my body.
I want you to cut my upper cheek and then it's on.
What? Yeah, I don't need like, hey, let's hide a ferret in a box in the freezer until it's just half dead and then wake it up again. Like I don't need that. So it's like scratching at you. Yeah. Like I don't need that in the middle of the night.
Tie
like,
my
to get off.
Sack to my throat so if I move it chokes
me out. I think
we
talked about that a couple episodes ago. It's like I'm a firm believer where it's just do you, man. As long as it doesn't like hurt other people.
Yeah,
it's
same here.
Hurting,
same
as
here.
As long as you're not hurting babies or weird things.
If you want to Richard Gere a gerbil, go ahead. Go ahead.
If you want to take a gerbil in the fucking boom doom, you know, do your thing. It's not my thing.
It's imposition of will, right? So it's like as long as you're not imposing on someone else's like will and their right, I don't really have issues with stuff. So it's like
same here.
Like when you have like the hardcore conservatives like gays are bad. I'm like, dude, who cares, man? That guy fucking served a country in the military, did more than you ever did, and takes a dick in the ass if he probably comes harder than you do with your wife that doesn't fuck you. So shut up.
I like that. I like that concept.
Yeah. I don't think anybody should be judged for their shit.
I'm 30 this year, dog. I'm a fucking realist.
You
bro.
Are. Matt, you're all grown up. You're all grown up.
I've seen a lot of life, dog. I'm a fucking realist.
You really have. And we share the same, me and you share the same views on life in that aspect. Like, a lot of aspects, actually. But that one in particular where it's like, hey, fuck, life is hard enough. Whatever you do behind closed doors, fuck it. As long as you're not harming anyone, who cares, you know?
Yeah, I don't care. I try not. I mean, I still judge people. Like, if you're vaping, I'm gonna judge you.
Yeah, but that's a public thing. That's a public thing.
Don't vape in public. You know,
from
dude.
My ex-wife's mother is she made a lot of money from people that just weird people. Like, she would keep chastity keys for guys at $1,000 a month. Just
so they couldn't fuck.
Just they would lock themselves up and mail the key to her. She
what is
would
that?
Mail.
What?
She would mail.
How do they go to the bathroom?
Well, they can still go to the bathroom, but they can't fuck.
How?
How?
It's, dude, look it up. Like, it's a weird fucking device. I don't know.
So you can still piss and shit.
Like, it's like
here's another thing. Like she would mail people. Like she would mail guys' wives letters. Like, hey. I've been having an affair with your husband for the last 6 months. Here's every time we've had
sex. But they actually weren't having an affair. They just wanted the letter.
They wanted to know that it was coming to their mailbox, and they had to rush home and try and intercept it.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Like, this was
wow. That's a whole nother level,
dude.
Yeah. That's a whole nother level.
She would blackmail people that paid her to blackmail them with lies.
Was there safe words? Like, hey, if I say fucking,
absolutely not. Like, for them, the game was she would send an email saying, "Hey, I just mailed a letter to your wife. Intercept it," and they would get off on. For the next 10 days,
I want to sit down with her.
Rushing home. Shit, we should have her on the podcast.
I could get her because she is really fun.
Where is she at? Where does she?
Karen is. You think? I let her strap me and smack me that day too, and just see how far we can get.
I would get Karen out here.
Where does she live at? What's her story?
She lives in Siler City, North Carolina.
Whoa, that's down the road.
Like Sodder City.
Yeah.
Siler.
Wait, City. Okay. You guys will be here in December. Let's do it in December. We'll get her on the show.
I'm down.
Yeah.
That's funny, dude.
Wow, that's crazy, man. Do you still have a relationship with her?
I mean, because Madison's obviously my daughter and her granddaughter. I mean, she was always great. Like, honestly, even in our marriage, she was cool. Like, Jen would get mad at me for watching porn, and her mom would be like, "Why don't you send him links to porn that turns you on? Because that's cool." And I'd be like, "Yeah, listen to
brother,
your mom,
fuck scared sister in tornado.
Listen to your mom. Listen to your mom, Jen.
Yeah.
Come on, Jen. Listen to your mom.
Hey, turn on the weather channel. There's a fucking tornado coming. It's a cat. It's a cat four.
And my sister looks scared.
Oh, it was funny because through the whole marriage, she was always on my side. She was always like, "Hey, you step."
Wouldn't that be
up.
Funny? It's like step Jared ends up with his ex-wife's mother. That's a dumb
episode. That would be classic. Stop. That would be classic. Stop. Toddlers
plot
and Tiara
twist.
Taylor.
We found Waldo.
Yeah, you know? Yep.
You're disgusting.
That's your third and final marriage, and it's
stop it.
It's that's the not... two of you, toddlers and Tiara Taylor.
God, yep. That's not even my nickname. I don't.
It is. Everyone online is calling you that. Everyone is calling you that.
No one is. Franklin didn't even acknowledge that.
Everyone is calling
you that.
Yeah,
he made three
memes in the first hour of that show dropping.
Ugh, man.
It's who you are. Look, that's who you are. You're toddlers and Tiara Terror, and that's where we're going. That's where we're going with it. Yeah. Just
own it.
Just own who you are. What about you, Rocco? Have you ever dated anyone in your past who's had a weird fucking sexual thing or weird parents who were into sexual things?
No, man. Everyone, I've kind of dated everyone's pretty normal.
You're kidding.
Shut up.
Not one time. Oh, Matt. Yeah, Matt got him on one. There's somebody there.
I had one friend that was pretty weird in college. That she'd.
There it is. There it is.
She would like to get really passed out drunk, and then she would try. She'd want me to try and wake her up during sex. While she's passed out, and in the morning she'd be like, "Well, you didn't do it hard enough because I wasn't awake." And I was like, "Oh shit, man!" Like, but it's like, how uncomfortable would that
so
be?
It's so funny
because
you're trying to articulate,
right?
That.
I'm trying to say it so it's not so vulgar. But
she probably had a rape fantasy, is what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
Yeah, but imagine that, someone's passed out, and you're like, "This is uncomfortable shit," and I'm super trying to be the nice guy.
I just realized, how do you listen to this show? At work, when we're talking about rape fantasies, God dang it! I'm sorry, guys. I hope your boss didn't walk by.
So it's funny because the girl's a really sweet girl, but obviously she must have had a dark past, and I know she did. You know what I mean? So it's funny because very open to okay, if that's what you want to do, whatever, we'll try it. And then she asked for that, and I was like, holy shit, this is weird. And I remember in mid, I'm like, I don't know if I could even get off on this because it's so awkward, right? And in the morning, she's like, "How was it?" I'm like, "Oh shit, this is weird."
Yeah.
It's just such a dark path sometimes, man.
I'm a true believer that people go super dark with sexuality stuff because I always thought that I was hippie, I don't give a shit. But then when it was early on in my life when girls started talking about their stuff, I was like, "Yeah, you want what? Huh? Huh?"
Excuse me?
Like I want you to load your Glock and fuck me with it kind of stuff. You're like, oh, no.
I'm good. Really?
Man, I've got some weird stuff in my day. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, we're not going to take this episode.
New
this
subject.
We could. No, we could, though. We could really go there and just ruin everyone's life.
No, I think, honestly, what it would ruin people's life is, like, relationship-wise. Like, people have this sense of, what would be the word, where they don't believe it exists. Like, everybody is inherently sexual. It's the course.
Males and females, very similar. Well,
yeah, absolutely. And, like, a lot of people believe that, like, oh, monogamy this. It's like, monogamy can be an amazing thing if you can make it work.
Yeah, it's
but
tough.
But it's very seldom that it happens.
Well, you know why? Because I think people aren't honest with their sexuality.
That's fucking thank you. Right. No, he fucking nailed it in the head, dude.
Exactly.
Can I go for a second?
Yeah, well, go ahead. Yeah.
This is the exact fucking thing that I always talk about. It's like monogamy can absolutely exist and be absolutely fucking amazing and fun, but people are not honest with their sexuality. Right. What they end up doing is they go, no, I would never take it in the butt or whatever the girl
says.
Whatever
the case, yeah.
And then
I would never love a fucking devil's threesome. Bullshit.
Right, because they want to be the depiction of what their spouse or partner wants.
They want their spouse's views is perfect or whatever.
It's a projection of what they think they should be.
So they're living outside of who they truly are. And that's why you see relationships last 4 to 7 years, because that's kind of where psychologically you cap
sex,
at.
Sex is
the same thing. Like, you can't say that's not going to happen. Then she wants to get fucking banged in the ass. She's going to go find it somewhere else. Like,
all right, you're going to fulfill that need.
Sexuality is, I would say, and I'll give it to you after this, Rocket. What is about 60% of a relationship?
It's huge, dude. I agree. I think it's a big deal, because I think there's a more internal connection to being able to fulfill someone's fantasies. Yeah. And when you're able to do that and have the complete openness, well, then trust is real. Like, once you have that, like, well, then there's so much more in this relationship. It's kind of a
what are the
thing.
Things we don't trust in people, right? It's usually financials and sexuality, and mainly sexuality, because people are worried about that kind of stuff.
Right,
so,
dude. And so if someone could be brutally honest in their sexuality and what they want in life, and then you start
so
a relationship in that, and then it's like, okay, well, cool. I'll fulfill your fantasies because of the fact that I trust the fact that, like, it stays within
this
realm.
But that's a hard route to go, like, you know.
Very hard.
And I don't want to, like, I was seeing about having to date again in my life, and I was like, God, that'd be fucking horrible, because you would project these things with people, like, so what are you into sexually? What are you into? Just like,
well, missionary's cool.
Yeah,
I'm kind of into doggy a little bit. What kind of porn you watch?
Shit.
Girl on girl.
Brother fuck sister tornado.
No, it's you. It's funny because I'm recently right now, you know, kind of talking to someone. So I'm in the stage.
You're
I'm
new.
In those stages.
You're new.
But
right. So
but
it's
check
the
this
stages
out.
Stages where it's that. It's this kind of like. You're still walking on thin ice, and it's.
But why do you think, Rocco, that the inability for people to just like. To cold slate it, they want to be someone that they think the other person wants to be. Why can't
because
they?
Because it's always a cold start. It's always a cold start.
I think what we're trying to do is, do we all have that vision? Like, we do want to find that one person. And when you're making the
it's
effort,
a puzzle
and,
piece,
right? When you're making
it's
the effort,
it's a really fucked up, weird puzzle piece.
Yeah, but if you're making the attempt to, like, okay, this is the person I'm gonna kind of commit to. It's like, this is the person I'm gonna start talking to, and then we're gonna start getting into these emotional fucking conversations. Well, then you also, like, if I committed to that already this far, then I want to make sure this might go somewhere. And I'm not going to open up to any fucking bitch, right? I'm not going to open up and be like, hey, this one. So you kind of dabble in that space, like, well, I'm kind of into this. It's
but
rough.
I need to
explain to you my fucking
contingent
puzzle.
What do you got?
Yeah, yeah. So it's here's what I say is when you're searching, you have, you specifically have.
Wait. Searching for a girl or searching online? Jared, specify this.
What do you mean searching online?
No, he's like talking about for a significant other.
Okay. With, like, Jared, you never know if it's searching online.
You have this mold. You have this mold that you have created.
Right.
It has a certain
shape. So what I identify in my head is, like, what would be perfect.
It's this is a certain shape. But what happens is you start to research, you start to dabble in everything, and then you find the closest thing to that mold, and you start to shove it in.
Like, so I'm trying to fit the puzzle pieces
you're
that might not necessarily be the right piece.
You get to that point where you're frustrated because you're like, God damn it! Like, all right, this is the closest that I can get to it. So you fit that piece in, and then what happens is you up to that point have projected everything that that person has done to fit that mold. And yeah. then it starts to bust.
Yeah.
And right. you're okay. like,
and then it starts
you're
to
like,
swell.
Wait a minute. Yeah. no, yeah. No, hold on. It starts to get big. And you're like,
that's your opinion. No, here's the thing. Like, but that's your opinion. I'm interested. Go ahead, Matt.
No, I totally agree with that. And that's what I was trying to ask you earlier, Rocco, right? So people develop this like a false personality, right? Of who they should be. And we've all done it in relationships. Yeah. God, I can't remember when I was 22. It was like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
I'm so open. Like, that's why I don't think I could date in the where I'm at today, because I'd be like, this is what I'm about. I'm going to be I'm going to fucking drink every night. Right. I'm going to fucking work hard. Work means more to me than this relationship. But then I want to take care of like all these things. Why is it that people generally don't get there or take so long to get there? And that's why, like, dude, I've always dated older women's like, right. like women, like they're 30, 35. Like, that's nice.
People
because
cannot be honest with themselves. Well, it's the saddest part.
But here's how, where, here's where there, right? I say,
I don't know where
both,
I got there
on both of your guys' fronts. You start to project what you want that mold to be. And you start to overlay that. You start to substitute. You start to say, oh, this is what I wanted this person to be, but they're close to it.
Right.
Well,
you're,
so you're, I'm
gonna
you're
talking
gonna,
a whole I'm, different we're, yeah, we're
you're,
talking
you're talking
different.
About the relationship.
I'm gonna say this. So the girls I've dated recently, not date, I say there's only been one other girl I dated besides my ex wife, right? We know the whole story. I think both those women were trying to fit the mold what they thought I wanted.
Exactly.
Right. And they weren't honest with themselves. Because if they were honest with themselves in the beginning, they would have been like, you know what, this probably doesn't work. And then right away, initially, we would have been like, okay, cool. Walk away. But they could not be honest with them fucking self. And I've been so honest with, like, hey, this is what I need.
I'm crazy.
In sexuality, I need this. Like, if you can get dark, we're in, right?
But and that's the thing, like, not to give relationship advice, but I've found, because I'm a fuck up in relationships as well, but like, ultimately, man, like when people leave relationships and like, fuck that dude, fuck that motherfucker, I'm like, you're almost like, hey, he was doing him or she was doing her, like, you were trying to conform to what you thought she needed, and then once you weren't, you break that bubble, like, go do you. The best part in a relationship I can think of is be like, you are individually happy. You have another individual that's happy. And obviously in relationships, you're going to have to make compromise.
And they can coexist.
Coexist. But coexist. There's certain, like, I think sexuality is one of the top ones. Like, financials has a lot to do with that. And then daily life, like, what you're into, like, you know, I'm not going to date a Hillary Clinton supporter. We're just not going to get along.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's
for sure.
Like-minded in some kind of sense where you can daily.
But this comes down to the separation of different mindsets that I think exists.
Yeah.
Whereas our mindset, where we're entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
We have this fucking like division where we sit over here on that side of thing.
Yeah.
Like, that takes a special kind of woman that understands that.
Oh, dude.
It's super hard.
Like,
man.
You, because even that's in my life, I've seen the people that are on the other side of the left side of the spectrum that to their life, they only think a good job that has security. That is the end.
Here's the crazy. So I'm in the side of it where, like, well, now I'm actually dating in this space, right? Yes. And so I made sure right away, like, I'm not dating anyone that knows what we do,
right?
And so so that's why the girl I'm dating now is a girl that had no clue. And then it's like,
really, she has no idea,
no clue. So it's a friend of mine from the Border Patrol, his wife's best friend, which was like, I was like, okay, well, I'll entertain this because there's a huge separation.
Yeah.
And then after about a month of this, it's like, okay, well, let me kind of explain what I do. Because it's like, do you have a job? Yeah, I'm self-employed. I'm a business owner. So business owner is one thing, right? And then you're like, wait, well, there's a little more to that. And then
why did homeboy just recognize you at the bar?
Right, right, exactly.
Hey, why does everybody recognize
right? And so it gets a little weird. And so then it's like, okay. And then she started listening to the podcast. And I'm like,
the fuck up, really?
Dude, I swear to you, bro. And that's what I'm saying. I got the text message where it's like, oh, you're Rocco the Pussy Destroyer. I'm like, yeah. And so it's just all good. And I explained to her, I was like, listen, man, this is my life. Like, it's never going to change. We're entertainers. We're also, this is us. Like, there's nothing to hide from it. So it's funny, but like, the best part about it is like, she didn't know.
Right.
So then I already know that it's not like, she's not influenced by the attention seeking side of what we have. But at the same time, it's like, who can just jump into this and be okay with it? It's a heavy task, bro. Yeah.
Dude, it's hard, man. And I'll admit it. I don't
care.
You're
jumping, sprinting.
I'll put it out there.
Usain Bolt.
I'll put it out there, man. When I went to Salt Lake, you know, Mel and I kind of like took a step away from relationships just to figure out our own individual fucking rights. And it was pretty difficult because we both, I mean, essentially married and care about each other. But it was like, it was awakening for me because, you know, I wasn't doing my own thing, but I was treating myself as single in the sense of like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck Matt wants.
I'm going to try it out.
Yeah. And then you start to realize how crazy our life is, and you kind of need someone to ground you. And I was like, motherfucker,
you
like,
need someone that was there. Like, I'm really glad that we went through this.
It's almost like it's because like, you start to see things and traits in people's, and it's where my life is at. So it's like I
Mel
value.
Has been around for the last almost 3 years now. She got us through fucking Sarah, and then
and she's been through a lot.
Point, been through it all.
Up to this point, like we're not. We don't have to question motives, and that is the
and it's a beautiful
greatest,
thing. But then again, like
the greatest thing for us.
And this is the thing about relationships. You start as a guy and like an entrepreneur, you can always be like, okay, man, I can go exceed. I need someone that needs to be this more than this. And then when you start to, you have to ground yourself again and be like, what brings me back to earth? Like, I'm a crazy motherfucker. My brain is insane. I'm always working.
How do we really do things?
Yeah. How do I step back? Yeah. And how can I have someone that says, listen, you're a drunk asshole half the time. I mean, I'm not an asshole. I'm a drunk, but and then like I'm always supportive though. I'll give her whatever she wants, but she appreciates me just for being me as Matt. And I'm like, that's fucking rad, dude. So
you have to have someone that humbles you again.
Exactly. And those small values for what I'm finding. I'm still learning every day with relationships. It's like that's what matters to me because it's like you can have the girl that I want to be. You're the coolest guy, Matt Best. This and it's like that's so fucking vain.
Here's
like,
the funny part. It's like. This is just now.
Right.
Like, what about next year? Like, what if things keep going? Like, it's going to change to the point, like, you don't know who the fuck is real anymore.
Yeah,
you
but I, mean? I think we're really good, and Ross can attest to this, we're really good at, like, hiding.
No,
yeah,
we are
we really
good.
Are.
We are good like, about it, but I'm saying people are going to start identifying no matter what.
I was at the base today meeting with the squadron commander of the Apache squadron on Fort Bliss, and he's like, dude, I had no clue that you guys were here. It's like
people still don't know we're here.
No, we live here.
People look and double look and triple look, and then like, there's no way they live in El Paso. I'm like, motherfucker, we've been posting in El Paso for years.
Dude, I get emails all the time of like, hey, where are those guys at, man? Will they come see me in fucking Kansas? And I was like, no, they're nowhere near Kansas. Like, how do you not know where they lit? Like, it's literally
but if
posted
we are
every day.
A beer in Kansas,
exactly. Yeah, Kansas.
And then it's funny too because again, like even talking to him, it's like, how have you guys handled the fame? I'm like, we don't know it.
I don't pay
like,
attention to that shit.
We it's stay stupid, yeah. We stay at our house.
Yeah,
we hang out with each other. We have
much have a fire base going on, like you know, a patrol base.
It's exactly what it is.
It's three corners, we only go to those three corners. That's
very
it.
Rarely we'll like fly somewhere, and people in the airport will run up. And
the
like,
OP is fucking Ross's house.
Right. People know who we are. Sorry,
I think there's more people who are more intimidated to even come up to us than they even you know what I mean. And so it's like it's good. We do our thing. I do my thing. You know, everyone.
Yeah, but we've always given everybody the ample time.
Oh, it's dude, we're at the gym. Everyone knows who the fuck we are at the gym, dude.
Well, hey, I will say this. In L.A., I was really shocked at how many people knew Matt in Los Angeles, California. I was like, wait, what? Really? In Hollywood? What the fuck? I was surprised. I think people that live in your city are used to you guys being there. I think when you guys go to other cities, that's when shit gets wild, where it's like, oh, fuck. What are you doing here? And it's like, oh, well, yeah, we're not here every day.
Yeah, I think that kind of like culminates that the fan thing with the relationship thing, man. Like,
but still,
we're grounded.
We
dudes,
hang
man.
Out with
yeah. Everybody's fucking awesome. Yeah,
we hang that's out all, with everybody.
No, I'm not. But that's what we want to be. That's what I want to be. I want to be a grounded dude. I want to be like have friends that enjoy who the fuck I am, and that's it. Like the bigger and bigger everything has got. Like I don't care about anything other than people that appreciate me and wholeheartedly love me and like me for my character. So, And I think that everybody in life should live that way because it's a dope thing.
100% agree.
It is. It is. And with that, let's go to the Drinking Bro of the Week, shall we?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
The Drinking Bro of the Week was submitted by Ryan Sandbank. Actually, Rocco. Mr. Sandbank. This one we'll reach out to you, Rocco. It's he's nominating Border Patrol agent Manny Alvarez. Who died in Casa Grande, Arizona, in a motorcycle training accident. 13 years in BP, and his wife, he's survived by his wife and four kids. Great guy, great agents. He says, and this is what I like about people. I know this is not the most eloquent letter or message, but I like to put his name in the hat for Drinking Bro of the Week. I've been in BP 20 years, and I'd be hard-pressed to name a better guy. Love what you guys do. Thank you so much, Ryan Sandbank. That's the thing, Ryan. With anybody who submits to Drinking Bros and Drinking Bro of the Week, like, you don't have to be eloquent. You can just tell us who you are. Doesn't have to be happy, sad, whatever you want your memory to be. We're all together and we're all drinking bros. So cheers to Manny Alvarez, and thank you for sending this in, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Cheers, Manny.
Cheers, brother.
Honor
first, Ryan, dude. Honor first, man.
Cheers. Hey, by the way, Rocco, real quick, just because we're on this subject, how close is that border patrol agent community?
Dude, I mean, there's not very many of us, man. We all, you know, we all kind of have that.
That's what I figured, right?
Yeah, it's very, very similar to like a military, you know, unit. It's different than a law enforcement company. It's very different than law enforcement because law enforcement is like city, you know, state.
Sure.
But border patrol, man, if you wear green, I've had so many people reach out to me like, brother, I found out, like some guy, it's like he hits me up with the 10 code. And I responded with 10 code back, and
that's
he was like, "Brother, I just heard you're a boy in green. You know, more respect to you." And I was like, "It's crazy how that unit is, man. Just Border Patrol alone is just a very, very tight knit group."
Fuck yeah,
yeah. I figured, and that's kind of why I wanted to touch on it, because all these guys who submit from Border Patrol are like, "Oh shit, man, we love Rocco. Like he's one of us." And I was like, "Shit, is there not very many? Like that's awesome."
Yeah, it's not, man.
That's awesome. Well, hey, this was a weird, fun episode.
it's a little weird.
Yeah.
But sorry, I liked it. Preachy. I liked it. It was a great one.
I liked it too.
This is a different side of us that not a lot of people see. Thanks for tuning in once again. For Matt Best, Rocco, Toddlers in Tiara Taylor, and Ross Patterson.
Shut the fuck up.
We are out of here.
Motherfucker.
Dance, wear your little sash. Wear your little sash tonight.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.